All right, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on Family Essence today. And of course, part of what we do here is to basically look into God's words and to encourage ourselves. So we have basically considered ourselves as pilgrims on earth, and there is a need for us to, you know, more often than not, search the scriptures. For in them we think we have eternal life, right? So it's important, and that's what God wants us to do at every point in time, to always ensure that we do not deprive ourselves of the Word of God. And the Word of God nourishes. It nourishes our bodies. It nourishes our lives. It gives us it keeps us in balance, so as to, you know, continuing this pilgrim journey. That's what God wants us to do. And what we do at the Bold Christian Ministry is to proclaim the love of Christ, the love of God to humanity, and to so that the hope of eternal life can be evidenced in the lives of each and every one. So there is a need for us to search the scripture daily here, and that's the essence of us coming together. The essence of family is to come together and, you know, discuss real matters of the kingdom, and that's what the Bold Christian Ministry is all about as well. If you are listening to me today or you've missed any of our messages, of course, you can log on to our website to be able to catch up with the messages that we have posted in under the sermon category there, so as to be blessed more. And I want to appreciate each and every one of us for attending today's meeting. This is an online fellowship, and it will continue as such as God will have it. And if there is going to be any changes, of course, we will communicate that adequately, and to get us acquainted with upcoming events, if there is any available. And you can also log on to our website to be able to learn more about the Bold Christian Ministry. Tomorrow, of course, is a whole power room program. It's a prayer meeting where we, you know, get together and we're bringing our prayer requests and we'll pray together. And I want to believe that as we encourage ourselves in the Lord and in the faith of our Lord Jesus, God Almighty will answer those requests as we come along tomorrow on Upper Room, the prayer meeting. Same time, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I pray that God Almighty will bless our lives in Jesus' name. All right, thank you so much for joining us again today on the Bold Christian Ministry. This is Family Essence, and we actually meet more or less like every 2 weeks here, 12 to 1, Saturday and Sunday. Of course, if you WhatsApp, you will be able to see those events as it unfolds, and on our website as well, it gets updated in terms of the next program here. And then, of course, you're sure to come along, and I want to believe God will bless our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we are going to have to bow down our heads as we pray together. I just want us to bless the name of the Lord for what the Lord has been doing in our lives, in our families. The Lord has been blessing us, how the Lord has been keeping us. It is a good thing to thank God at every point in time, because with Him are privileges, and those privileges He's taken from us, we would not be alive today. So let's just bow our heads as we say a few prayers here before we look into God's words today. I want us to bless the name of the Lord for how He has made it possible, keeping us alive, ill and nothing. There are so many people that wants to see the light of this day, but they are unable to do so, not because we are better than them, not because we are richer than them or some sort, but because God has deemed it fit that we are going to be alive today. So it is a good thing to bless the name of the Lord. So I want you, with your whole heart, praise the name of our God in heaven. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you glory. Be exalted, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the privilege of being alive today, the privilege of sonship in your kingdom. Give you all the praise. Be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes, I want you to appreciate God for his goodness, his provision, his sustenance upon your life, his sustenance upon your family. And let's thank God for he has been caring for us. There is no other person that can care for us better than our God. Our God is a good God. He is so gracious that if you think about what the Lord has been doing since you were born up until now, I have a reason to praise and to thank God. I don't know about you, but I do have reasons to praise the name of the Lord. You know, a songwriter wrote 1,000 reasons. 1,000 reasons. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. 1,000. I'm sure it's more than that, but you know, thousands of reasons to praise the name of the Lord. I want us to open our mouth and bless the name of the Lord, because he is good and his mercies endure forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so, our God in heaven, we thank you for today. Thank you for making it possible for us to be gathered again today on Family Essence. But thank you for how you've been blessing us in the past. Thank you for that which you are going to do today as well. Thank you for keeping each and everyone alive. Thank you for the privilege of sonship in your kingdom. We give you our praise. Be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying, I'm asking, oh God, that as we gather together in fellowship in the unity of faith to look into your word, we pray that you open our eyes of understanding and you will speak your word to us and help us, oh Lord, to inhale your word and let your word transform our lives and let it perform the purpose to which it will be spoken today in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will take control. Grant me utterance to speak your word, and you will bless the hearers as well, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for I know it is done. Let your presence abide with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Once again, welcome to the Bold Christian Ministry. This is Family Essence, and without looking any further, we will be considering God's word, which is the essence of our gathering today. The topic before us, what we'll be looking at, is cross bearing. That's the cross of Christ, and bearing the burden of the cross, basically. So cross bearing, that's what we're looking at. And I'll be taking my text from the book of Luke chapter 9 in verse 23. Luke chapter 9 in verse 23. The book of Luke chapter 9 in verse 23. Yeah, it says there, and it said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. This is the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to those who are his disciples and those who are willing to follow him. And before now, he was speaking to the Pharisees and educating them. So what Christ came to do basically is to educate us about a kingdom, about a government that God himself has set up before the foundation, laying the foundation of the world we're living in. So when he painted a picture during his empowerment campaign, he actually educated his disciple about this kingdom that we're talking about, which I belong to. I'm a proud citizen of that kingdom, a legal citizen, basically, properly documented by the grace of God. So when he came to introduce the government to his disciples and to us all, he made us understand that there are certain criteria that are necessary for you to be able to be part of this government, for you to for you to be a citizen of this country, because this current country isn't doing too well. I mean, stock markets and everything is not, but there is a better economy, there is a better government, there is where everything, I mean, those privileges that we enjoy being alive and, you know, ill and healthy and being able to move around and, you know, provisions here and there, those are benefits of the kingdom, basically, if you are a part of this kingdom. But you will enjoy more benefits if you become a citizen. So for now, there are so many people that are just, they are not legal citizen, basically. So they are still seen as foreigners in the kingdom of God. So basically, so you need to be a legal citizen. You need to have their rights and privileges that you will enjoy when you are a citizen of this country. So in verse 23, he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. That's one denier. And take up his cross daily. Now, so that bearing the cross daily and following after him. So these criteria are necessary for us to be able to walk with God and to be able to enjoy the privileges of sonship in the kingdom. When I was growing up, I used to, you know, still basically when I started understanding how life works, basically, and I used to see a lot of people walk around with, especially men, grown-up men, with wallets. And I used to see women with their purse and small hands, small bags, basically, or small purse, as the case is. And I was wondering, what's going on here? Everyone, I mean, you want to go out, you have to go with your wallet. I mean, you know, I think I've seen my dad probably a couple of times do that, and there must be something in a man's pocket, because you can't just go out, right? You may need to buy something, you may need to do that. I mean, you walk around with all those. And in terms of women as well, I don't think I've seen a woman go out and not hold anything. It's hard to see that. It may not be evidence with them, basically, but they must have something. Could be in their bag, it could be in their car, it could be, you have to go out with something. even if it's your card, you have to go out with something. So since I was young, it amazes me, basically. And now I'm a grown up. I mean, I'm not up to, you know, a year ahead of my 40. So, and I'm doing the same today as well. So isn't it interesting? So basically, Christ is saying that there's a place of denier if you want to walk with him, if you want to be a citizen of this kingdom. Yeah, because the reason for this denier is to make us fit for the kingdom. Now, it's kind of, what does it mean by denier? What does it mean? You remember there was in the book of Luke, chapter 14, in verse 18. Probably we have to read that. Let's just read that very quickly. Luke chapter 14, in verse 18. You will discover that, I'll read that quickly. And they all with one, okay, let me back up to verse 16. And then he said unto them, A certain man made a great supper and bid many, and said his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. Now, the first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must need to go and see it. The place of denier basically is not a place of convenience. So there are things that the kingdom of God would demand from you. There are some things that the government would demand from individual that wants to be a citizen, basically to be able to. It's to make up fit, because the road to the kingdom is narrow. Okay? It's a tight rope walking. Okay? I know you probably are a student of the Bible, probably have read the Bible over and over again. You will discover that
You know, Jesus Christ talked about striving to enter through the straight gate. Strive to, the word strive is not a convenient word, basically. It's a word that will take some things from you. It will take your sleep. It will take your convenience, basically. It's going to place demand on your person, on your flesh. Now, the reason why the denier is necessary is so that you can stay under the government. Because if there is no denier, you may not be able to stay under that government. You may not be loyal under that government. So if the government asks you for your, you know, place a demand on you to take part in certain exercise, for instance, you may say no. And this government, most of the time, they want you to be ready to operate under the administration. So the administration is to the reason for this denier is to tame the flesh. There are things that the flesh would respond to in terms of the cares of life, in terms of the things that actually pleases the flesh, the things that are pleasant, basically, the convenience. The flesh wants to sleep. And this government say, oh, stand up, pray for this person. But the flesh say, I've been working all day. Why would I pray? You know, this. No, I need to go and sleep. So so the government needs to know if you are ready to walk with them, because if you are still, your flesh is still under, it still controls you, because there are a lot of people that the flesh controls, basically. So when you bow down to the altar of the flesh, you will not be able to be part of this kingdom. That's the summary of what I'm trying to say. So you discover when Jesus Christ called the disciples, the 12, calling them one by one, Andrew, Peter, James, John, you know, Bartholomew, and, you know, Luke, and, you know, everyone's, you know, Judas, and, you know, started calling them Philip and all that, you know, Nathaniel. It's they all have their own occupation. They had jobs that they were doing. They were traders, you know, some are traders, some are fishermen, they all have their own profession. But when he called them, they had to leave all. And there was a point where they asked him, excuse me, please, we've been following you all along. What is our reward here? They had to call him, they had to call Jesus up and ask him, please, what is the need for us? unfortunately, the privileges that we enjoy as to life, as to breathing, as to being able to, you know, have resources to be able to care for ourselves, those are privileges of the kingdom. Being in sound health, basically, being alive, it's a privilege that we enjoy as citizens of the kingdom. If God, for instance, says, oh, I need that soul, let that soul come. Like, it's time for that soul to leave the hurt. And that soul is not ready for the kingdom of God. That soul will go into hell. So there are certain privileges that we enjoy as non-citizen, because as a result of creation, basically. But when we come into Christ, when we come into the administration of the Christ, there are other privileges that we tend to enjoy as citizen of that country. So Paul the Apostle had to leave all as well. At some point, he had to leave the craft that he was into, tent making and all that. So he had to leave that, put that aside, and follow after Christ. So the question for us is, are we ready to bear the cross of Christ? Are we ready? Yes, I know there are demands on us. I know there are contentions, basically, and a lot of people might be wondering, what do you want me to deny? What do you want me to deny? Now, if God says, can you give up that Netflix that you're watching, or you You know, can you give up that friend that corrupts anytime both of you are together? You're always talking about bad things. You are talking evil. You are talking. Can you? Yes. Can you? Are you ready to? Are you ready for that denial?
Yeah.
That program that you so much love, but it corrupts your soul. It sets your soul in hell. You know, it makes your soul wander in the highland, in unknown islands of evil. Are you ready to give up that program? That movie that you are always interested in, but you know the damage that program is doing to your life. Basically, it's this government is going to make demands from you. So are you ready? Because if you're going to answer the name or identify with Christ, you must pick up your cross. It's a daily walk. You know, at some point in the book of Luke chapter 9 made us understand this is not just a walk. It's a daily walk. Cross bearing is a daily walk. You wake up each day, there are certain things you have to do. Just like your walk. You go to work, you get to your workstations. There are things you have to clear up. Check your emails to make sure that there are no pending emails that you need to respond to. Those are part of the activities of the walk. Those are things you have to do every day before you start any other procedures. So it's important that we understand that the bearing of the cross is a daily walk. It's not, I pray today, I didn't pray tomorrow because I didn't have time, because I'm tired. No. If you're going to identify with Christ, or you're going to answer the name, you're going to be a citizen of the country I'm talking about, you're going to walk, be under this government, it's a daily walk. Without that daily walk, you won't be able to follow him. Without denial, you can't exercise your cross daily. You can't bear the cross daily without denial. Denial comes first, before you bear the cross, and then before you follow him. These are the steps, basically, to gain balance as a Christian. Now, if you see anybody who profess to be a Christian, we need to ask the person certain legal questions, basically, which are questions that would may not be pleasing to the flesh or may not receive adequate response from that individual. So it's important that if your flesh still controls or still commands your obedience, you will not be able to walk with God. You will not be able to be a citizen of this country. You won't be able to. Yes. You know, in the book of Luke chapter 14 and verse 18, if you read down, you will discover that there are people who have legitimate reasons, basically, why they should not. I mean, someone came to Jesus and wants to, and Jesus Christ was educating the person and said, okay, now all things are now ready. You can be a citizen of this kingdom. All you need is to identify and to, you know, register your interest and all that. And he's saying that, and one said, please, I have just gotten married. Those are legitimate. This, all the excuses being given here are legitimate reasons why they should not be able. I mean, Jesus Christ, please, this person just got married. Just allow this person to go consummate the marriage, basically. This person just got a car. Wouldn't he or she test the car to make sure that it's working, if the engines are, everything is up and tight, so that, I mean, you won't buy something that you regret and all that. Those are legitimate reasons, legal reasons why, by saying even without legal reason, you have to deny yourself of those things and follow him. You know, there was a man that Jesus told that, go and sell all you have. When you have sold all you have, give it to the poor. Then you can come and follow me. The man went sorrowful. Yes, because he was rich. Now, if you have anything, your flesh is tied, is locked, your soul is locked into it, you will not be able to follow Christ. You won't. You can't. You know, think about Paul the Apostle traveling from Athens to Rome to, you know, Caesarea to the church at Corinth, Philadelphia, to the church at Colossae, the traveling here and there, traveling the church, the going to Athens, going to this, all these places. if he has so much things that his flesh is tied to, he won't be able to do all this. You cannot. Because who is going to oversee all these things I left behind? Who is going to? Oh, I need to. It's been a long time. I miss my wife. Let me quickly go home and you. The work of God will suffer. That's what we're talking about here. It's if this concept of cross bearing is a very serious concept that is being trivialized in this end time. It's being trivialized. And a lot of people look at it as, now make it Jesus. Am I the one that crucified him? So it's a concept that should not just be peddled. You have to carefully examine your life and place it side by side with the words of Jesus. You wake up, you make up your mind you want to go to work, but you didn't make up your mind you want to pray before you go to work. You came back from work, you made up your mind that you need to watch a movie before you go to bed, but you didn't make up your mind to pray before you go to bed. So there are things that the flesh would subject us to because our soul is locked. You know, Paul said something. He said, those that are in the flesh cannot please God. The book of Romans 8, verse 8, I guess, I believe. It's those that are in the flesh. The flesh profit nothing. The flesh will talk until you learn the ways of subjecting the flesh to nothing. That's the only time you can please God. That's the only time you can deny yourself. The flesh will make demands on you. Your soul will cry out in the process of cross-bearing. Cross-bearing is a broad subject. It's a subject that is not being discussed in churches today because of the inconsistency with those who are meant to be shepherd of the soul, and they've seen cross-bearing as not the only subject that Christ discussed, but there are other matters, which is true, there are other matters, but this cross-bearing is one of the things that will make you to attend to other matters of the kingdom. Without cross-bearing, a man is just like a conveyor belt. It's like a conveyor belt. Cross-bearing is one of the criteria of entering into God's kingdom. Now, if you leave that criteria, you know, when Christ was discussing, was talking to the Pharisees, he made them understand that, you know, in the book of Matthew 23, he said, you omitted the weightier matters of the Lord, judgment, mercy, and faith. Now, what will make you omit the weightier matters of the law is because of the frivolities that you find in churches today. The shepherds who are supposed to keep high over the flock, they are given to frivolities and they have excesses. You can't place their life side by side with the scriptures. And that's the reason why the church has suffered a lot. Yeah, the body of Christ has really suffered. So we need to start, reorientating ourselves about this concept that have been lost for years and has not been spoken of by the church, that he is coming to take hold. So it's important that we understand this, and as we walk in this consciousness, we discover that our lives begin to take shape. the way God intended, so that we can be made perfect when Christ comes to take us home. So if anyone is going to make any meaningful impact, I'm not talking about being rich, being, you know, without, you know, the fruit of righteousness in you, or without with so much doubt if the person is going to make heaven or not. If anyone is going to make a meaningful impact in his generation for God, not for himself, for God, he or she will need to adopt the concept of cross-bearing. If anyone, either young, old, whatever category, if you are going to make a meaningful impact, to impact your generation, my own generation, for God, the concept of cross-bearing is non-negotiable. It's not something you can say, okay, can we do this in a week? No, it's not. It's a very key subject of the kingdom. The process is rigid. It's not convenience. You will make, your soul will cry out. Your soul will say, what am I, what is going on with my life? Yes, the apostles had to ask themselves the question, we have been left off. What is in it for us? What is in this? And they started educating them about the kingdom of heaven. A man begins to create his own heaven when he refuses to adopt the concept of cross-bearing. You started creating your own, you know, there are a lot of people who don't take heed to the word of God, and then they trivialize it. And, oh, this is, no, it's not that serious. It's just something that is, you know, is the matter. There is no matter of the kingdom that Jesus Christ made known to us that is not serious. No, that's the reason why he didn't come to make jokes. He didn't come to laugh. He didn't come to say anything that will make you. It's a very serious business. The matters of the kingdom, very sensitive and very serious. So we need to start taking inventory of our lives, and then begin to look at our lives. And begin to look at our walk with God if we are truly bearing the cross of Christ. If you are not, today is another opportunity where we get to, you know, go back to Calvary and pray and ask God for forgiveness and ask for a fresh start again, so that the fire of God can be rekindled in our lives, and we can walk with God having the mind of the hope of eternal life in us. So that's the summary of the discussion today. Where are you in these matters of cross-bearing? Where are you? Are you willing to leave all to follow him? Are you willing to deny yourself? Or you've been making excuses for the past 5 years. You've been making excuses for the past 1 year. For the past 2 months, excuses, just like the people, hey, I just got married, I can't, that married that you married now, a lot of, hey, no matters of the, hey, there, we can't even find the fruit of righteousness in you, that marriage has taken over, oh, you just got a job, oh, you need to make sure that everything is tight, then you cannot, that job now has taken you away from the kingdom. So many things have taken a lot of people away from the kingdom. And then bearing the cross is not evident in their lives. Your prayer life has suffered. Everything is suffering. Everything is suffering. And you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven? Remember Christ said, strive. That word strive is a complex word there being used. Yes, strive to enter in at the straight gate. So you don't want to strive, you just want to enter in. The kingdom of heaven is not made for those who just want to stroll in. No, it's not made for him. The concept of cross-bearing, you have to go and re-examine your life. I have to go and re-examine my life if I want to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's the purpose of this subject. I want us to bow down our heads and talk to God. And Start taking inventory of your life. Start taking inventory of, you know, your walk with God. Where are you? Are you really denying yourself? Are you bearing that cross daily? Are you following Him? Oh, you've not denied yourself. Oh, you want to bear the cross? And you want to follow Him? No, no, no. That's not it. You can't skip the step. I want us to pray and ask for forgiveness if you have not been bearing the cross the way it should be bared. Let's start talking to God and ask God for forgiveness that, oh God, I have not been consistent with my walk with you, and please forgive me. I have realized that the kingdom of heaven is much more than preparation. I have just realized that. And make up your mind to follow Him. Make up your mind to take up your cross daily. Make up your mind to live consistently with Him.